Ron, how was propagation tonight on CB for you?
You know, I could hear them talking, and when I do net control like this, I like to just check in and be done with it, so I did that. But I could hear them, and they could hear me.
Yeah, I thought it was unusually good tonight. Usually I cannot hear the Grants Pass net at all, and I was able to basically hear everybody check into the net.
Well, that's super. I wouldn't have expected that. Did you hear me check in? I checked in a little bit on the early side.
Yeah, I copied you. I copied Wes. Roger, and it was kind of good because on the previous net, Roger checked into the Snowman's net earlier, so I could hear him already.
Yeah, that must be an open net tonight. That's great, or an open frequency tonight. I got a question for you. Is there any way that you can get from the NV550 clear over to the Klamath Falls area? Or actually, we're looking for somebody in that can get from Eagle Point to the Klamath Falls through NV725 or IV550. And I'm wondering if you've got any idea how that can happen.
Well, I can hit the Elk repeater if that's still linked to Klamath.
Yeah, that's the problem, is it's not, and the person in Eagle Point was hitting the Elk repeater, but of course it's unconnected, so now they can't get over to Klamath. So they're looking for a way around that, and I don't know of a way of doing it other than just them seeing if they can directly hit NV725. It should be able to work, but I don't know for sure. I just checked if you had an idea. You got a pretty good station.
I'm usually on 550, but I can hit 725. Is that what you're asking? I can hit Elk also, but none of the other repeaters in the system.
602.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Let me see if I can make hay of this and clear some things up. If you can hit the IV550 or the NV725, we're still connected to the Klamath area. If you have a station that's in Eagle Point trying to reach Klamath, at the moment their only option is to hit either the NV725 or the IV550, which is going to be fairly difficult from Eagle Point, depending on their station. If that station that you're speaking to, Ron, wants to reach out to 517 Brandon and have a private conversation about that, there may be a solution for that individual. But at the moment, the only link to the Klamath Falls is going to be through the IV550 or the NV725. The Elk 675 is completely isolated, and so is the Phoenix. WRCD 602.
Break. Bad break.
Jeff, it's me, WSBT 889 John. It's my uncle over in Eagle Point area. And what I was after is if anybody had just a radio set up with a good antenna, good radios, they could reach a repeater from, I think it was 6 miles west of Eagle Point, and so that he could turn around. If anybody had a system that could actually reach one of the connected repeaters so that he could actually reach back to Klamath Falls.
Hey, John, it doesn't really work that way unless he was going to go to that person's residence and use their system. So why don't we move on for the evening and let Ron have it back and let the net proceed. WRCD 602.
WSBT 889.
Your suggestion is about the best I could figure too. It's not going to happen unless they can hit NV725, and that's about it. So okay, we got a little bit. We got about another 8 minutes, and then we'll start the net. Standing by for the net.
Thanks for clearing it up, Jeff.
No, I was just looking at if somebody did have a system that could reach one of the repeaters that were connected. If I could get basically a list of what equipment they're running so I could duplicate it for my uncle, that's all. I'm not looking to take somebody's equipment or wanting to buy anybody's equipment. I was just looking if there's anybody knows of a system out there that could reach one of them. But anyway, thank you, you guys. WSBT 889, we're monitoring, waiting for the net.
John, Kimber is going to ask the same thing on the Elk repeater tonight on her net, if there's anybody that has an idea, because that would be the area that he's in. And she'll ask there, and maybe they'll come up with something there. I don't know for sure. We'll have to see what happens.
Yep, appreciate it, you guys. Thanks a million. WSBT 889 monitoring.